Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does a family cope with the loss of a child? Gabby and Kaeo Govea lost their 5-year-old son, Grayson, to an aggressive brain cancer called glioblastoma in 2016. Grayson was a kindergartner at Maranal. This is their story, a story of God's love experienced through family and friends, in turn, restoring hope to families experiencing indescribable pain. We pause for a moment to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, for you to know that there is always hope in Jesus. In Jesus, who loves you so much that he died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has given hope to Gabby and Kaeo, is reaching out to you with loving arms of grace and mercy and compassion and tenderness. Love for you, dear one. Will you turn to him? Will you open your heart to Jesus? Will you receive him as your Savior and Lord and follow him? That's our prayer. That's our hope today, dear one. Gabby and Kaeo Govea are the founders of Let Grace In. It's a 501c3 charity supporting families after the death of a child. Let Grace In offers resources, including the Hope Retreat, that encourages healing, resilience, and time to explore practical ways to move through grief. Gabby works for Hawaii Pacific Health's Straub Medical Center's resource team as an intensive care specialist. Kaeo is the co-founder of Pacific Com Tech LLC. They live in Moanalua with their daughters Olivia and Charlie and are involved in ministry at Blue Water Mission. Gabby and Kaeo, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks for having us.
Your lives were forever changed the day Grayson Na'au Ali'i Amakakilo Govea was born. What was it, Gabby and Kaeo, about Grayson that made you beam with pride?
So much, Danny, but it was the first time being parents. And you don't really know what to expect. And up until then, I didn't really realize what it was truly like to love a child. And Kaeo and I's love came together in Grayson. And when he was born, he was just so easy to love. And he just brought us so much pure joy. It was an experience that was even better than we had imagined.
Just before Grayson turned 5, you found yourselves in the emergency room. What happened?
he was vomiting unexplainably for several weeks. And we had gone through a battery of tests trying to figure out what was going on. There was no fever or any viral indications at the time. And so finally, Gabby, being a ICU nurse, somewhat diagnosed left side weakness. And we told our doctor about it, and he had us go into the ER. And at that point, even through going to the ER, they almost sent us home because he was passing all the battery of physical tests. But at one point, the attending physician came in and noticed a slight face droop on the left side and ordered a CAT scan, and that's when they found the tumor in his brain.
So when a child has a brain tumor, it's always cancer. And they explained that to us at the time, and we didn't realize. And, you know, being with a medical background, you feel like, oh, God, I just hope it's not that. And, you know, you just think, oh, I'm overthinking it because, you know, I know things. And but, gosh, sitting there is just in an unimaginable place. How could that happen to your precious child? Like, even when they have a fever or a cold, it's hard to watch them, you know, suffer. And but this was an entirely different level.
What were next steps that you needed to take when you heard the diagnosis?
They had us admitted right away because with childhood cancer, they just get right to it. So we had multiple MRIs. The surprising part was the first image that was taken the next day after the emergency room visit was compared to another MRI a couple days later, and the tumor was bigger just in a couple of days. And for me to hear that, I have never heard of anything so aggressive. I just realized at that point what we were dealing with was just the most aggressive kind of cancer.
And we fortunately have family. Gabby's mother and sister have worked at Kapi‘olani Hospital for decades, treating, ironically, pediatric cancer. So we were rushed in to a very familiar place, in the sense that Gabby had grown up with most of these doctors. We rallied family, and we just got to work in trying to figure out what was going on, what was the cancer, what kind of tumor it was, the effort to find a cure if we could.
Looking back, have you reflected on how that moment, with so many things happening, and of course the dimension, Lonnie, the dimension of you knowing mm-hmm. your medical background, your family's medical background, did it change your? How did it change your perspective on Grayson and on life more broadly?
It was interesting because at the time I felt like, this might sound odd, but that I was expecting something big in my life, and I didn't know what. So as an intensive care nurse, you see a lot of people coming in and experiencing worst case scenario. And I realized that none of us go through life unscathed, that there's always big battles to fight. And for some reason, I had the sense that, oh my God, this is what will be my battle. And I was just telling this to Kael the other night too, that I also had a sense, even how grave a situation we were in, that I was meant to expect miracles. And I think at that point, I wasn't confident enough, and I wasn't close enough to Jesus at that point to be able to trust him in that wholeheartedly. But that somewhere deep inside me, at the most healthiest, whole, beautiful part of my soul, that I knew that we were to expect miracles, even in this grave situation.
Oh, I do want to talk about miracles. I think we need to pause in a moment like this as you bare your heart. The graciousness and the generosity in you doing that. Because right now, someone who's with us listening is experiencing indescribable pain. There are no words, but your sharing does something, we might even say, profound in their heart and life, in them, that dear friend right now, who's feeling connected to you because of their experiences, are feeling the touch of God, the love of God, the mercy of God. There's so much to talk about, so much to share. And again, I'm grateful. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about miracles. We'll talk about a wise 5-year-old boy. Profound wisdom at a time of great pain and fear, even consoling Dad and Mom. When we come back, more from Gabby and Kael Govea. It's indeed a privilege. We thank God for them. And dear friend, we thank God for you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Let Grace In was founded to deliver Grayson Govea's legacy of love into this world. You can find out more about Let Grace In at letgracein.org. Before during the break, we were just talking about how let grace in and let grace in just flowed in such a remarkable way. Again, letgracein.org. If you're tuning in right now, maybe you caught the tail end of the last segment. Hey, you can get this program in its entirety. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get it. It's a free podcast. Go ahead and download it, as we typically say. Maybe as you're listening, you say, you know, someone's face comes to mind and you know they need to hear this. Go ahead and send it to them. Again, at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Well, before our break, Gabby and Kael were talking about the diagnosis, being in the emergency room, hearing the news. And of course, the dimensions are added where your background and your family's background, working in pediatric intensive care, working more specifically with children with brain cancer. How did you work through feelings of hopelessness, wanting as parents to do everything you could for Grayson and not being able to?
I think for Gabby and I, we had a almost opposite experience, in the sense that I don't have a medical background, and the phrase ignorance is bliss rang true. So not knowing that it was that glioblastoma kills everybody, I immediately went into the mode of, no, we're going to beat this. We're going to beat this. I don't care what anybody says. We're going to beat this. And that's just kind of, I'm stubborn in that regard. And I could hang on to that and challenge everything that came along, because I didn't know the medical back portion of everything going on. So it actually rested a bigger, even heavier burden on Gabby.
I think that Kael and I are a good match, and people are paired up. We're divinely paired. And amidst that time where I was down and felt like despair had just come over me and consumed me, like other things that we've gone through in our marriage and our relationship, we take turns holding each other up. So Kael understood his role in, and now we know it's the faith that he's always had in this determination in his personality, that he could look at me and say, I know you're hurting, but we're going to stand up. And we're going to do this together, and we're going to love hard, and we're going to come around Grayson, and we're going to fight with everything that we have. And I could look at him and trust him, because he's always been that grounding force for me and that foundation, and our marriage and our life together, having Grayson and everything, we could just come together in that and say, yes, we will do anything to get him better.
Now, Grayson said something to you while he went through. By the way, how long was the process from the diagnosis?
He was going through treatment for about 8 months.
8 months. So he says something. I mean, he's going through agonizingly fearful procedures, but something wise. What did he say?
Absolutely. He said so many things, and I think that we just witnessed his spiritual awakening as he moved through adversity, and he just modeled this beautiful strength that you would never expect from a 5-year-old boy. He obviously, you know, the veil is thin, and he was obviously in touch with something much greater and wise than his 5-year-old self. And as he got closer to death, one of the first things that he said, he had kidney stones and a shunt placed and multiple brain surgeries and chemotherapy and sepsis. And I mean, nobody ever wants to watch their child suffer in this way. And we were giving him a shower, and he couldn't hardly sit down just to have a bath because he was in so much pain. And as a parent, you just feel so helpless that you can't take it away. And so saying, I'm sorry, Grayson, I can't take away this pain from you. And he looked at me and said, you know, Mommy, sometimes you can't help the things you have to go through. And I just stopped and was like, did you hear that? What's this kid? How would he know and to comfort me and tell me in that way? Like, sometimes, Mommy, we can't help the things we have to go through.
Lonnie, you knew Grayson. I'm looking at you, and I see you stirred very deeply as you look at this dear Gabby and Cleo. Yeah, yeah. As you think about Grayson and as she's describing him, what runs through your mind?
Just that I honestly can confirm that this was a very special young boy, and I was able to meet him in the midst of this process, and it was pretty life-changing for me because he had a sense of humor in the midst of undescribable pain, and I was shocked that this young boy could make me laugh while he sat in his wheelchair maybe two, three weeks after he had had a brain surgery, and he could put it together in a way that would shine a light and would shine joy in the midst of that. And I thought, that is amazing. And then when I got to hang out with him one day, I asked him, it was around Christmas time, and I asked him, you know, if you could get anything for Christmas, what would it be? And, you know, I ask kids that a lot, and they're not ever sure. They're like, oh, I don't know, I'm not sure. Oh, no, Grayson knew exactly what he wanted, to the detail. What it was like a Power Ranger.
Power Ranger Megazord.
It was exactly that. And he knew the exact model he wanted. And for that young boy going through so much, to have that kind of determination, but also decisiveness, was amazing for a five-year-old. And that's just the beginning of the incredible young man he was.
You prayed for a miracle cure. What did God reveal to you about miracles?
I think that miracles are happening all the time and every day, and not always in the way that we're expecting them. And I think God can reveal to you in your brokenness in this time that a shift in perspective is often necessary to just uncover the miracles that are already happening all around you. And yes, we prayed for Grayson's miracle cure. We wanted him cancer-free and healthy and to grow up and graduate and get married and have grandchildren. But Grayson was the miracle. His life, the things that he said, the way that he loved, his being. And if we only focus on his death, how do we receive all of the gifts of his life? The time that he spent with us, the way he made us feel, the things that he said that we needed to really pay attention to, and the way that he modeled moving through adversity and pain. He showed us how we want to live our lives and the way that we want to be in the world, and in hopes of possibly modeling it for someone else. And then Grayson's miracle of life and way and his faith attitude would just ripple on endlessly. And if we receive that and we keep that at the center of who we are and what we do, and we choose love over and over again instead of fear, then I know that this is possible and that Grayson can change the world in this way.
I'm looking at a red heart and a gold pin tied to both your polo shirt and your outfit, Gabby and Kael. I'm gonna ask you what that means, because it's all over your website, letgracein.org. Others are wearing it. I want to hear where that came from, but also how the Lord put on your heart the meaning of the organization. When we come back from our break, we'll talk about Hope Retreats and when these retreats take place. Describe what you do, who is it for. And dear one, as you're listening to Kael and Gabby, open your heart. There may be times when it's just so hard to hear, because the pain and the kind of pain that they've experienced is very close to us. We'll hear more from them heart to heart when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Gabby Govea graduated from Maranol. She earned her nursing degree at the University of San Francisco. She's board certified CCRN, critical care nurse for the American Association of Critical Care Nurses, AACN. Kael graduated from Kamehameha Schools, received a football scholarship at the University of San Diego, where he earned his bachelor's in business. He also earned his MBA at Hawaii Pacific University. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a. We're grateful you're with us today. To find out more about Late Grace Inn, go to letgracein.org. And The Good Life Hawaii, this program, thegoodlifehawaii.com.
You know, so good to have you. And like we were talking on in the break, how this story touches those that are actually in the midst of this indescribable scenario, but also me, every parent's worst nightmare. is really what you're tapping into. And the miracle for us listening in is you and how you have turned what the enemy meant for evil, you have turned for good. And it will be an eternal victory for every one of us parents that get to hear your story. So first and foremost, thank you so much. I know you have so much that you are planning to grow the ministry of Let Grace In. And I love that it honors his name right there in the title. I wanted to share with you, Danny, I was able to attend the celebration of his life with some 2,000 other people that filled the church top to bottom. And that was another life-changing moment for 2,000 of us that got to be there and celebrate. But that is not where his presence nor his impact ended. And you have carried on such an amazing ministry. What have you done and since that time with Let Grace In?
So when you go through something like this, there's a lot of grief. Once you see Grace In through that death and then moving on, you have to be able to figure out a way to put all of the energy that's there and emotion into something. And over the process of healing and restoration that we were seeking out for ourselves, it was revealed that we had a strong desire to give back and to come alongside other families like ours, because you cannot survive this alone. It's impossible. This is not for human strength. And we had found that supernatural intervention was just exactly what we needed. And whether or not you're a believer, I think that love and compassion coming to you at a time when you need it the most is God and Jesus, whether you know it or not. And so we really wanted to find a way to come alongside everyone, anywhere in their walk at all, who had experienced the death of their child. And that, you know, it's so difficult and you have so little energy during this time while you're grieving, that we really wanted to have a place where it was accessible and that people could come and meet other people and share stories. And so Let Grace In was born over a lot of discussion and trial and error and figuring out what that meant, and also God speaking into the ministry that we had.
Ka'el, for you, what was your walk like in moving forward?
Difficult. The thing that was hard for me is I don't trust easily or love easily. And Grace didn't change that in me. And so it made me more vulnerable to a lot of things, which I don't necessarily like. But I have accepted and surrendered to God on that. And it's really changed me from the inside out. 100%. I would be the first to tell you that 6 years ago, prior to his diagnosis and all this part of our life, I would never have imagined that we'd be starting a nonprofit to help other people. Not that I didn't want to or I couldn't. It's just I didn't feel like I would connect that way. But experiencing this and being taught by my son how to be vulnerable, how to love other people and to put them first has sparked in me and inspired me to support others and not want to let anybody go through it by themselves. Like Gabby said, it's not something that's made for human strength. And whether you are a believer or not, love is God. And we just felt like it was our responsibility, our purpose for life, to make sure that people felt that.
What are Hope Retreats?
So we're having our first one December 18th to the 22nd. We're bringing seven families out to Waimanalo Beach Cottages. They each have their own cottage with a little kitchen and bathroom and a comfortable retreat setting. So we wanted people, first and foremost, to be comfortable and feel like they were being loved and hosted at a retreat setting, you know, a place. So it's right on the beach, and it's private. It's a gated in. It was actually like a motel in the 40s. And then we're bringing in a bunch of healing modalities for people. So there'll be R&R time to be at the beach and be with each other. We're providing all the meals. We have generous donors bringing food in, catering, and volunteers coming in. And then we're having group session every day so everyone can share their stories. And then we have things like yoga and meditation, and we're bringing in a special Hawaiian medicine man. He does la'au la'pa'au, and he's going to teach us Aipono, how to eat well, and common cold remedies and ways that we can use plants to heal. And he'll come in and talk about the thought of the day. And he speaks about the Creator in such a beautiful way and gives thanks and is able to spread God's love in a unique way through cultural Hawaiian cultural practices. And so we're just bringing people around to be in community with each other and to feel connected and out of isolation in this experience, so we can normalize what people are feeling and talk about, you know, our dead children that nobody feels like anyone outside wants to talk about. No one will ask you because they don't want to, quote, remind you of your child, where people who have lost want to speak about their child the same way that they want to speak about their live children or have connection with someone else who can relate, you know, in their journey.
I'd imagine these relationships that are going to be born at the retreat, at the Hope Retreat, will possibly last a lifetime, the depth of what will be shared during that time. You do make a point. Someone listening might not know that. That's why they don't want to talk about it. You just hit it right there. When you say that there's no, you still want to talk. When someone encounters a friend, a loved one, or someone, is it just fine to just ask them? What would be a way for someone to ask a grieving parent about their child?
With sensitivity, I think, and Gabby is exceptionally skilled at this, and I am not. But it being just comfortable in discussing it, period, and understanding that more often than not, they do want to talk about their lost child. And each situation is going to present itself differently, but knowing the underlying belief that they still want to talk about them.
So I think that people who approach it in a sense where like, oh, I was thinking about Grayson, or at his service, we gave out his toys to the kids and they'll say, oh, my son still plays with that fire truck and knows it's Grayson's, or, you know, we read this book, or I get little text and messages still to this day, like, oh, our kids put together the Star Wars puzzle of Grayson's and they normally don't work together so well, but this morning they really did. Or I have my heart that you gave out at his service, you know, right where I can see it on my refrigerator to remind me every day of his love and how to just appreciate living. And Grayson sends me hearts. I see hearts in everything. And we were talking about this in, you know, baby food and rocks and puddles and random things, toilet paper, just anything. I could go through my day and I get these random, and people send me those back. Mm-hmm. So I post them on social media, and people, I want people to know how Grayson's with me still. Death did not end our relationship.
I mentioned about the hearts, and it is the logo of Let Grace In. Mm-hmm. What's the meaning of the red heart and the gold pin?
So at Grayson's Celebration of Life, we wanted to give something to everybody that came that was a piece of him. And remarkably, for kids that usually have a favorite color or what have you, like our daughter, it's probably changed 5 times in the last 24 hours. Like, he stuck with red and the color of love just staunchly and never gave up on it. And it was his ability to see all the positive in people and genuinely care about what other people were doing or how they were feeling. Like in the case where he made Lonnie laugh when he was going through chemotherapy, like that was just an innate skill, his God-given talent, his God-given gift that was exuded from him 24/7. So when the idea came about, which Gabby can elaborate, that her mom actually came up with the idea, and we did not realize that it would evolve to what it is, but at the time it was to continue to share his love with everyone. Mm-hmm.
So after Grayson died, I felt like there was a decision to make. I woke up the next morning and I was like, God, I don't have enough black clothes in my closet to wear, like, all of the loss I felt. And I heard Grayson telling me, no, mommy, you don't focus on that part, you know, focus on our love. And so I was digging through my closet, put out this shirt, and it said, choose love against all odds. And he said, yeah, mom, that one, that's the one. And so I couldn't wear that shirt every single day. So I ended up, you know, we had his heart and we wore it at the service, and I put it on and I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to choose love. And it's actually served as a tool of healing, whether I liked it or not. We wear it. People ask us all the time. We tell our stories, but it's our way of being able to speak Grayson's name, tell his story, bring his spirit into the room, you know, and also to build awareness. Like, people are going through hard things. If we all wore what we went through on our shirt, you know, if I had a red heart because I lost a child or this or somebody else did, you know, and we're going through traffic and someone cuts us off, we look at their shirt, oh, wow, okay, they went through all that. Because I shouldn't get so mad, you know. Like, if we're all going through something, if we all wore those things and people asked each other, what are you really hurting from? You know, like, what have you really gone through? You know, and then we saw each other for the whole part of ourselves. We could love each other more, and Grayson's gifted us that, and also the perspective of those things when we're going through life and interacting with other people.
You're listening to Gabby and Kael Govea speaking of their son, Grayson. When we come back in our final segment, time of reflection. Reflection from the standpoint of, they've talked about Hope Retreats. It's coming up in December. December 18th to 27, there's 7 families that are going to be a part of that very special time. Special indeed with one another. But someone might be wondering, hey, Danny, well, I'm not part of that 7. Are there other points of connection? I want to get to know Gabby. I want to talk to Kael. You might be going through something right now, or know someone who is, or who has recently gone through, or who knows. What is going on? Well, God knows. And so you're listening to this. This program is a resource for you. There's something else called mini retreats. We'll talk a little bit about that and more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
In building awareness and advocating for bereaved families, Gabby Kael has spoken at several industry events, including Hospice Hawaii's A Night to Remember, Kapi'olani Hospital's Memorial Tree Trimming and Legacy of Life's pre-event workshop at the Donor Remembrance Ceremony. And they're with us today, Gabby and Kael Govea of Let Grace In. LetGraceIn.org is how you can find out more. And of course, there's an endearing play on words here. Let grace in. Grace, the grace of God, let that in. Their son's name is Grayson. So we have that. And I'm looking at the hearts and the gold pins that are emblematic of his life and his heart and really what God is doing through your ministry. In Christ and what Christ has done in your hearts. LetGraceIn.org and find out more about this program and share it with a family or friend at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
You know, the red hearts that we all got at the celebration, something that, it was brilliant. I mean, I don't even think anyone understood how brilliant a marketing plan that was going to be. Only God. God knew exactly what was going on at the moment. I still have mine, and it's sitting there in my bedroom, and I get to see it every day, and I'm sure that the 2,000 of us that were there are also still looking at that red heart. Let Grace In is such a powerful ministry. Talk to us about how others can get involved, how someone who might want to come to you for help, come to you to participate. How can they do that?
You know, like Danny was mentioning, we have a website, letgraceIn.org, and then we also have social media profiles on Facebook, Let Grace In, and at Let Grace In, which is on Instagram. And feel free to DM or email or connect through any of those pages if you're listening today. But we also get referrals through other nonprofits supporting families in the community, including like Hugs and Make-A-Wish, and then of course Kapi'olani Hospital. Friends and family that know us and what we're doing, you know, can find us. So any of those ways would be good.
Yeah.
When we think about your relationship with Jesus, how did... what difference
has your relationship with Jesus Christ made during Grayson's battle with brain cancer?
I had a profound experience shortly after he passed away that basically encapsulated everything for me. It was an extended prayer session with some incredible prayer warriors at our church, Blue Water Mission, and it was a 2 or 3 hour session, and a portion of it was me talking directly to Jesus, sitting in my living room with Grayson on one side and me on the other, and Jesus just saying, "Sorry, but Grayson's coming home because he served his purpose. Now it's time for you to do your job," basically. And that moment made me realize that I was carried the whole way and I was groomed the entire way to be ready to carry on Grayson's legacy, but also to launch this ministry and supporting other families and spreading love in the way that we were built to do. And so it was just one of those things where I decided to go through it when I'd never experienced that before, and it was very, very profound for me.
I think that there's too many times to mention, but, you know, I grew up Catholic and I had a connection with God, but not the living God that I know now. I think overall, I know who my God is, and his love is the real thing. And that's really settled in my heart. And I can trust that no matter what I'm feeling on the inside, what's going on around me, the chaos of the world, the lies of the enemy, that I can rest in his arms. And that his love is the truth. It's the real thing. And from all of that stems everything that I know to be true, and everything that encourages me to walk a path that didn't exist, that I had no way to see, that he made a way where there was no way. Because I tell you, I told Kael that I was going to kill myself if Grayson dies. And God has redeemed that in many ways into a story of hope. To let me know that I'm here, and I was, like Kael said, built for my life to bring healing and restoration. And that even though Grayson's physical body died, that everything we experienced and everything that is real lives on, and it's much deeper and more meaningful than the flesh that we see.
Gabby, we have a couple minutes left. I'd like for you to pray. You and Kael, pray for someone right now who's listening and their heart is breaking.
Loving God, we just know that you are the God of miracles, that with you all things are possible. We know that no matter where we are on this path, that we can look up to you, gaze fixed upon you, wholeheartedly open and vulnerable to receive the infinite, beautiful love that you have for us. Lord, we just ask you to come around all of us today, anyone who is listening today, to feel the intimacy of your love, and that we're held, and the peace that can come among us when we believe. Grayson's last words to us were, "I love you so much. Don't worry. Thank you for the message to just believe." And to know that we can dig in the deepest, best part of ourselves and find you there. With what we have already, that you're not far. Holy Spirit, just come. We ask you to move. We just raise up to you all of our brothers and sisters who are hurting. and we asked you to bring it all to peace. We thank you for your love and your guidance and your provision. We just thank you for making a way where there is no way, Lord. And we just trust you wholeheartedly with our lives. Just perfect our purpose in us all, Lord, that we may do the kingdom work that is meant for us.
Father God, just soften the hearts of every listener of the show. Open every mind and reveal yourself to those that seek and those that are in need, and carry them in this situation that is not for human strength and can only be supported through your love.
Yes, we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Heartfelt words. And a prayer oh so deep, from Gabby and Kael Govea. LetGraceIn.org. Dear friend, God's timing is indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, I believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance. Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Gabby and Kael Govea, letgraceIn.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Lonnie Ka'a, technical producer Chaz Ontai, web designer Arlen Nagata, and guest coordinator Suzanne Maurer, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.